Google keeps its ad empire, but not its clean record. A federal court in Virginia ruled this week that Google would not be forced to divest its advertising technology business, denying the Department of Justice's request to break apart the publisher ad server and ad exchange that form the structural backbone of web advertising. The ruling is not an exoneration. The court found that Google had engaged in anti-competitive conduct in certain segments of the ad tech stack. The remedy, however, fell short of divestiture. Google will face behavioral restrictions on how it operates certain products and interacts with rival exchanges, but the business remains intact. The distinction between liability and remedy is the crux of the outcome. The DOJ had argued that Google's simultaneous control of the buy side and sell side of the digital advertising market enabled above-market fee extraction and self-dealing that disadvantaged rivals. The court accepted that theory in part, establishing that ad tech markets can be monopolized under U.S. law, but deemed forced divestiture disproportionate given projected market disruption, and the court's view that behavioral remedies could address the harm. Understanding what that means requires clarity on what the Sherman Act actually prohibits. Passed in 1890, the law does not make large market share illegal. Section 2 targets monopolization as a process, acquiring or maintaining monopoly power through exclusionary conduct rather than superior products or legitimate competition. A company with 70% market share earned through genuine innovation is legally distinct from one with 50% share maintained through exclusionary contracts. In Google's case, the conduct findings centered on technical integration and pricing practices that disadvantaged rivals on both sides of the advertising market. The practical losers in Google's vertically integrated ad stack, observers note, have been web publishers, who receive a smaller share of advertising revenue than a more competitive market might deliver. Whether behavioral remedies restore that revenue share is contested among antitrust economists. The Microsoft consent decree from the early 2000s is frequently cited as a cautionary precedent for the difficulty of monitoring and enforcing behavioral commitments in fast-moving technology markets. The ruling also does not resolve the separate DOJ remedy proceedings in the Google search case, where structural divestiture options around Chrome and Android remain under consideration. Judicial reluctance toward breakup remedies, now visible in the ad tech outcome, may influence how aggressively the government pursues structural relief in that proceeding.